For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells CBS's 60 Minutes that Saudi Arabia will face severe punishment if an investigation finds the nation was involved in the alleged murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. The mission journalist was allegedly murdered inside the Saudi consulate. The Saudis say he walked out on his own accord and could be alive. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida tells CNN's State of the Union that if the Saudis are behind it, then the kingdom needs to be punished.
If they lured this man into that consulate, they went medieval on him, and he was killed, and he was chopped up, and they sent a death crew down there to kill him and do all this, that'd be an outrage. And just because they're an ally in an important mission, which is containing Iranian expansion in the region, cannot allow us to overlook or walk away from that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
People in the East Coast are working hard to clear away the debris from Hurricane Michael.
Just going to clean up the whole area since we're the only ones here.
The storm wreaked havoc in Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Here's Governor Ralph Northam.
Residents should still be aware of proposed threats such as downed power lines, floods, road closures.
East Point business owner Michael Melender says he's lucky to be alive.
We've been blessed over here. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of them lost lives, I've heard.
Facebook says hackers accessed data from about 30 million accounts, part of the security breach that was disclosed a few weeks ago. Facebook Vice President of Product Management, Guy Rosen.
The attackers accessed two sets of information from them. Their name and the contact details. That would have been things like phone numbers or emails, depending on what people had on their profiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In Portland, Oregon, what was billed as a march for law and order turned into streets of violent protest. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Police say the march turned into chaos as right-wing activists and leftist protesters clashed in the streets on Saturday night. Members of the group Patriot Prayer fighting with members of Antifa, a battle that involved bear spray, fists, and batons. The fight eventually broken up by riot police who had to fire pepper balls at the crowd. Some participants were earlier seen with knives and other weapons, but no arrests had been made at last check. Police say they are continuing to investigate, though. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The World Bank has pledged up to $1 billion for relief and reconstruction to Indonesia to help recover from the September 28th earthquake and tsunami. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Indonesia was rocked by the twin disasters that claimed an estimated 2,000 lives. In making the announcement, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim called Indonesians a compassionate people.
We at the World Bank Group are very happy to be able to meet that compassion by announcing that we will be able to respond to the government's request for up to $1 billion to supplement rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts and to bolster long-term resilience in Sulawesi and Lombok.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.